how to invest in rental properties the right way. Welcome in, everyone, to the show. So glad to see you all here. In the landscape of higher mortgage rates, limited housing supply, and intense competition out there, finding a good rental property can feel like a tall order. Trust me, I know. In fact, some people are choosing to put off their investing goals until things regulate in the market. I get emails from people that say, I'd like to invest now, but things are a little crazy out there right now, so I'm going to wait a few years. Remember, it's time in the market, not timing the market. So those 3 years that person is now wasting, regardless of interest rates and all of that, right? They're wasting time now and they should be in the market. So waiting to invest in real estate could cost you over the long term. So in today's video, you're going to learn the right way to buy real estate. We're going to talk about what to look for in a rental property, how to navigate this market, and the best solution that you can use to add rental properties to your portfolio. So here are some minimum standards that you should look for in a rental property. If they don't even hit this minimum, walk away. Okay. Number one, located in a landlord-friendly state in a growth market. Number two, selling at or below market value. I would absolutely want to be buying a property that is at or below the market value of that property. If I get an appraisal and it's at the appraised value, great. If I buy the property and it's even below the appraised value, great. If it's above the appraised value and I'm paying more for the property, not great. Number three, cash flow positive. Does the property produce monthly cash flow? Even though you're not Scrooge McDuck swimming through piles of gold coins right now, is it still producing cash flow above what you would pay in a mortgage and your expenses? Are you still bringing in cash flow? That's something I would absolutely look for. And next, has steady appreciation on the property, providing you with equity and growth in this property, and allowing for massive tax benefits. These are all things that I would look for when I'm considering a rental property. Finding a rental property that checks all of those boxes can be tricky even in the best climate. But in today's market, finding a great rental property can feel like a massive undertaking. At Morris Invest, our properties have all of the qualities that I just mentioned earlier. They're in the best rental markets. They're at or below market value. They're cash flow positive. They have solid appreciation. And since we build our properties in bulk, we'll build 30, 40 at a time, we're able to offer some of the best benefits that can be more difficult to find in this current market. Where build-to-rent properties are able to offer many unique benefits that are nearly impossible to find in other and older properties. For example, a new construction rental property creates a more cost-effective experience for the investor because you have fewer repairs, you have higher rental rates. You know, tenants like new. They like new properties. You have fewer tenant turnovers. A tenant finds a great property that's brand new, they're going to want to stay there for many years because, especially if it's in a great school district like where we build our properties, they want to have their children grow up in that school district 5, 6, 7, 8 years long. And there's higher quality tenants in these properties. And even though current interest rates are a bit higher right now than you might prefer, grabbing one of these new construction properties now positions you to capture large equity gains when rates inevitably drop and then prices go up. So rates come down, you refinance it, property value is increasing. Smart investors know that it's always the right time to buy real estate. It always is, regardless of what's happening with factors like interest rates and inflation. If you're thinking about long-term strategy for real estate investing, you know that time in the market is more important than trying to time the market. Write that down on a sticky note and put it on your computer. Because the right way to invest in real estate is to focus on your long-term strategy. Because if you're looking for something to talk you out of investing, you will always find an excuse. You will always find it. Oh, what's going on in the Middle East right now? I shouldn't invest in real estate in Texas. Okay, but people will think that way. Oh, what's going on in the stock market? I shouldn't invest in real estate in Missouri. People think that way. There are always going to be factors in the economy that are less than desirable, but these things are outside of your control. There's nothing you can do about them. Focusing on the big picture, however, is instrumental to your success. I've invested in real estate in all market conditions. Right after the 2008 collapse, I invested. Right now, I'm investing. My wife and I, we just bought 4 properties right now in this current market conditions. So a true investor controls the controllables and doesn't put too much weight into external factors that they can't influence. A true investor buys real estate when they can. They trust and they understand that they'll come out ahead over time because they have to put the right fundamentals in place. And if you're interested in learning more about our new construction rental properties, be sure to check out this next video because our team member Jade is going to walk you through one of our build-to-rent properties in Lubbock, Texas, so you can see what goes into this construction. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more real estate investing content, and we'll see you back here in the next video, everyone.